despite what most people believe today, where most people believe we're at the height of a masculine society, I believe we're at the height of a feminine society, 100%. Mm. And I think that's part of why that's such a commonplace thing today, where this having visions and dreams and being daydreamy and things like that, where in a masculine society, you know, people worked. Men didn't sit around and dream about things and do Minecraft. They went out and built, you know, that's so, I'm just saying,
but so
there's a whole bunch of proofs for that, but
to piggyback off of that, what would you say about, so, okay, we have the Freemasons and even Masonry, which could be seen as something masculine. And Freemasons took that and kind of sort of made that their forte. Is that kind of sort of hinting at like the hard work, hard labor type of thing where you're, but then they turn it into a mystical sort of initiatory secret society, secret knowledge type of thing as well. Is that kind of like sort of the same mindset of what you're saying? Because I've never really thought about what you're saying, how you're saying it.
Yeah, you stop and think about it. This is, because this is the best of both worlds. And it's where that disconnect happens that we really, things start going sideways, okay? So with masonry, you stop and think about a basic brick mason. These are some fucking brawny dudes. They're moving very square bricks and they're putting them in very straight rows. And everything's, you know, level, plumb, the whole nine, right? And that's what their entire world is built off of. But then also, this is the whole philosopher warrior thing, where we didn't used to have, where there wasn't this break between the people that went and studied and read and, you know, tried to have higher minded philosophy and things like that, but also then went and put their hands in the dirt. They weren't neckbeards living in their grandma's basement that, you know, have never done anything in the world, but they know all the answers. Well, of course you're right, because you've never tried what you just said. Like, maybe that stuff's been tried and it failed utterly. So the people that were actually doing something went, eh. So with the Freemasonry, you had both. You had these people that were, you know, studying high philosophy, trying, you know, some of them occult, things like that. But at the same time, these were the rooted builders of society that truly were doing the work and planning things out. It's really very, very good. I'm not one of the people that, don't get me wrong, there's been obviously some very evil Masons, but I'm not one of those people that freaks out about Freemasons. I've lived in the United States my whole life, and I've lived in small towns, and all these small towns, everybody knew the people that were the Masons. That was your uncle. That was my grandpa was a Mason. It was all the people that you knew that were the normal businessmen in town. And no, they weren't like sacrificing little kids or anything like that. It was a small town. Like, you all knew each other. These guys were usually the first guys that showed up if there was a problem. They were also the volunteer firemen. They were also the all kinds of things, like the functioning things that helped build that town up. That was those guys. And then that allowed everybody else to just do their damn job and live out their life peacefully and have a nice time. In all honesty, as America's went completely down, the Masons are also gone. Like, I've seen numbers where they have under a 30th of what they had even 20 years ago. So they're gone. Mm-hmm. You know, and things are bad.
yeah. So hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times. And that's kind of sort of what we're experiencing now. Absolutely, I agree with that. And I never thought about how the psychic and higher sensitivity to these other realms is a byproduct of a more feminine time, how you were saying, right? And it's interesting because, right, we can jump off the deep end here. You have Parsons, who believed that there needed to be a counteractive force, a feminine force to what was going on, and he believed that by doing the Babylon working ritual, he was quite literally saving the universe from destruction. And some people say that he did succeed bringing in this feminine act, because you have the 60s and everything right after that, like peace and love, brother, and all this hippiness and stuff like that. And we, I guess maybe we grew out of it, but it kind of seems like we've been going downhill ever since then. Like it's a slow decline. And I think other countries see this, and there's a lot of, right, like that wokeness, and I don't really like to get political, but a lot of these ideologies of like, hey, you know, I need my 69th place trophy, right? Everyone needs a pat on the back. It's like, no, dude, you got to work for what's good, because what's the point of everyone getting rewarded equally? If, like, what's the point of putting in work? And I think that demotivates like certain people in society. But I'm not saying we should stop trying to strive to be the best. That's what I've always, my father always taught me, that if you want to be, if you're going to do something, even if it's the dumbest job that you've ever had in your life, if you're cleaning toilets at McDonald's, right, you need to be the best toilet cleaner at McDonald's. You need to be the best in your job, because no one's going to remember second place. And that's real cliche,